KC95, Real Rock Radio, and that's Stir, that's Holy Dogs, the title track from the second record, and that you can hear right now Andy Schmidt tuning his guitar that he'll play some more. Hi.
Hi, Favaz.
Andy is here because he's playing tonight at the Duck Room. He's going to be an opening act, which is kind of cool because we get to see you early, 9 o'clock. You'll do about 9 acoustic songs or so, and then we're out for the evening, so...
Yes, we are.
So you were just saying you've lived in L.A. now for how long?
It's been 5 years, I think.
And you said today, what did you say to me about coming back home and just seeing the city and everything?
I think something that people should realize, if you're from St. Louis and you step away from it a little bit and you get back, you realize how close-knit of a city it is. I love this place.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say that I'm from St. Louis. I was fortunate enough, since I'm a solo artist today, to drive around by myself. And, of course, I went to the stadium.
Yeah.
And I went to Eat Right. And I drove through the landing. I wanted to see if I could get into Kennedy's and Boomer's, but they were closed.
Yeah. Long gone.
Yeah, long gone. But this is a beautiful city, you know. I miss it.
Yeah.
Southern California is a great place to live, but... it doesn't have the soul that St. Louis does, and I think that that people that live here tend to forget that this is a close-knit place.
When you tell people out there that you're from St. Louis, what's the general reaction?
Some people have no idea where it is. Some people say, "Oh, with the arch thing," and then you know the people that I hang out with say, "You know what, St. Louis Cardinals." They say Rams. And they say the Blues.
Oh, yeah. Well, good.
That's a good order. We talk about.
Well, right on. All right, so Andy's here. We're going to do another song. We're going to do a song from the second record. We're going to take a break. This Friday thing just taking a bit of a hiatus for a while because we have a special guest here, Andy Schmidt, the lead vocalist from Stir. And also, I've been billing you as the lead vocalist of Stir and also one of the vocalists from the El Monstero tribute to Pink Floyd. And we were just talking about that again. Anyway, Andy's playing tonight at the Duck Room. How much is it to get in? Do you even know?
I think it's $7.
$7, that's it. And Andy's opening up for Jonathan Coole. And Andy goes on about 9 o'clock or so. And you're going to play a song now that I know I've never played on the radio that was on the second Stir album, and it's called Clear. Story behind this one, or is there one?
Yeah, absolutely. I had originally written this song during the time that Kevin, the bass player, was having his son Miles.
Ah.
Miles is now, what, 9 or 10?
I saw him.
9.
I saw him at a Super Bowl party, and I couldn't believe how big he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and it has a lot of meaning for me, too, because 2 years after that, I had Jagger.
And now I have one.
And now you have Kieran, so
yeah.
I think I wrote this for you.
Oh, well, hey, good. All right, here's Andy Schmidt on KC. This is called Clear.
So much sense to me, and here I stand, nothing on my mind, forgetting everything I'm supposed to say. But as I start learning more, you whisper to me, tell me what to wish for when I dream the day away, 'cause I know that you're the one to teach me something. Tell me how to read and write my name. And when all these things become clear, I thank you for making all these things seem so clear. Mm-hmm. So take me to your favorite places where no one knows me, they all know you. I'll hide my fears and stand right by your side as the whole world looks up at you. I'd hope that you would stay shaven clean and somewhat sober as the bottle runs like water. But to me it's all the same. Stay with me and be a father. teach me how to read and write my name. And when all these things become clear, I thank you for making all these things become so clear. Just when you think I am crazy, shy, and have no feelings, I look at you and I slowly say your name. And I'm thinking someday maybe that I'll be just like you, and I'll never cry and I'll never be afraid. But not until all these things become clear, for making all these things seem so clear.
KC95 Real Rock Radio. I'm just so jealous I can't do that, man. I really am. I played guitar as a teenager, and boy, at age 41, I would love to be able to sit there and rip that out.
But you're 41.
I am. You're not far behind me either, brother. Shut up.
You're right.
You just hang for a little bit, and we'll just play some Stroh songs.
Let's finish these.
Yes, we do have a few beers here. Andy Schmidt, tonight at the Duck Room, 9 o'clock. I think that every time that you come into town for family stuff, you should find somewhere to play an acoustic show. Be it like in Soulard at the Shanty or one of those places down there. You should do that every time now.
That's kind of been the standard lately. That's what I've been doing. Every time I'm here, I'm playing.
When? You don't play by yourself, though.
No, I just play. So you're right. Every time I come here, I should. Okay,
you should book a gig.
Well, let's talk to the promoters. Let's talk to everybody out there.
All the bar owners.
I'm for hire for free airfare, round trip airfare, Los Angeles to St. Louis, but it has to include my son. He's Jagger. He's a cool little kid. And
we'll play.
Actually, I think Jagger's going to play with me on the next gig because he's got a new drum set and three guitars now.
Really?
Oh, he is. Yeah. Yeah,
I can't wait to see if my son does that too, because obviously he's around music. He can say Casey like there's
no
other.
And this is something that he just picks up naturally. You know, it's at the house, and he started on his own, and you can't really give him lessons on the guitar yet because his fingers can't even go from one end to the next. So
right,
it'll be interesting.
This song that we're going to play right here, I remember when One Angel came out, I remember thinking, this is the one, man. This is the one that's going to push this first Stroh record over the million sales mark. And you just, timing is everything. You just never know.
It is, you know.
And it's a great, great song written about your ex, I guess, right?
Which one is this?
One Angel.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Or you were saying which ex?
Oh, boy.
Ooh, well, she's not in town anyway, so
that's
it doesn't matter.
Ground.
All right, so anyway, let's play One Angel.
Okay.
One, two. All right, here it is.
You walk in the room with a smile, and heaven knows what you do to me. And there's no telling why you come at all. Cause I can't see your hurt as the seconds fly, the minutes go. Something crazy is coming over me. I'm missing, and I thought it'd be easier, like sunshine chasing clouds away. She walks in the room with a smile, only heaven knows bringing me, and there's no telling why she comes at all, 'cause I can't be seen or heard, but as the days fly and the years go, something crazy still coming over me. She's one hit, one smile, after all I'm to blame, but I want more. And I thought I would, but then again, she came straight into my heart. Now she flows just like the angel from above.
Station 95, Real Rock Radio, and that is New Beginning, a song that we didn't play on Casey in the day because it was more of the point, quite frankly. Yeah. Don't you think, Andy?
Modern rock, yeah.
Yeah, but now it sounds really good.
Well, they used to classify us back in the day.
Yeah, they sure did. And ultimately, that was, if they would have never done that and just let you guys be yourselves, that third record would have came out. You know, no doubt. So anyway, Andy Schmidt tonight at the Duck Room, 9 o'clock, opening for Jonathan Coeur, and a good 9 songs worth, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see you tonight.
Thanks a lot for having me in. This was great.
All right, I guess I got to play another song, or what do you want to hear?
Can we put our friend on the air? No, we shouldn't. hey, Sunil.
Hey.
Want to talk Sunil. Business?
Sunil, you're live on the air. You want to say hi to Casey?
Hello, how you doing, guy?
Sunil Sinha, who used to run what was Riverport Amphitheater, and now is UMB. Sunil, it's nice to have you on the phone. You ever been on the air with me before?
You know, I don't think I have with you, so it's a pleasure, and it's great to hear you both on the radio.
You know, it's kind of funny because... people have no idea who Sunil is. They're
right.
Like, hey, they're just putting a random call.
Yeah, but to us, he's really cool.
Yes, he is very cool.
Well, we had so many great shows with Stir Out at the Amphitheater over the years, and I know you remember them, Guy.
Yes, I remember them very well. And so are you going to be able to come out tonight?
I'm going to come out just because I heard it on the radio just now, so
well,
I'll be
see,
there.
The power of radio,
yeah,
Andy.
It's advertising.
It works.
Right.
And actually, I knew Andy was coming, but I didn't, you know, get the heads up until I was listening to your show.
Well, it's nice to know you still listen, Sunil.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, enough of that. Wait, name a band, Andy, so I can at least...
Judas Priest.
Judas Priest, all right. You, man, did them for lunch today. I know that. Let's, how about...
Priest or Maiden?
How about...
I'm from St. Charles. Right, Sunil?
Absolutely.
How about Turbo Lover?
I'm your Turbo Lover.
Well, it takes
second.
On a new meaning.
It certainly
yeah,
does.
All right. All right, how about...
Breaking the law, because I'm sure we're going to be doing that tonight.
Oh, all right. That's up here somewhere.
No, just you pick something.
All right, how about... all right, we'll do Breaking the Law. And what's going on? It's Favaz. We are just hanging out, Andy Schmidt and I, who is the lead singer of Stir, also one of the singers of El Monstero, the tribute to Pink Floyd. And he's playing tonight at the Duck Room in Blueberry Hill. $7. You're cheap.
I'm cheap, yeah.
Well, we've always known that about you. Whatever. Andy is opening up for Jonathan Coeur tonight. We'll see you at 9 o'clock. And it's going to be fun. And I said this in front of like 2,000 people at the pageant in December, but when Andy plays guitar and sings, it moves me, and it was great to have you in here today, and it'll be fun tonight. And of course, we have less than 9 months to go to El Monstero, right, Andy?
You know what? I cannot wait.
I know.
I just love that show. It's just become such a part of all of our lives, and we're gonna have more lasers and more smoke machines and
more stuff to blow up.
More stuff to blow up. We'll have our friends from. Boy, I think it's St. Louis Fire.
Don't look at me, man.
I don't know, but boy, can they blow some stuff up.
It's 3 nights, or hopefully maybe 4 nights this year. 4 nights out of the year that we're all rock stars. And it's a lot
it's
of fun.
I want to thank my friends from Killer Vintage today, Dave Henson, for allowing me to use these guitars and that stuff. I went into their shop today there and... off of Jameson, and it's a cool place.
They're right by George Potsos' restaurant.
Yep, the Colossus, yeah. Yeah. I wanted to walk in there and play some King of the Hill.
You know, we were playing King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Save
no,
it for
I
yourself.
Heard all about,
it's a great,
yeah.
great song.
There's been some tributes. I was talking to local musicians today, and there's a very healthy group of musicians in this city.
Yes, you
and I'm friends with all of them, and I wish everybody the best. It's just, you know, let's all get together and have a beer party someday.
Sounds good. All right, so we'll see you tonight.
Okay.
All right.